Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. Paul had a stormy relationship with the church in Corinth. He'd had the privilege of establishing the church in that busy and famously immoral city, but they gave him a consistently hard time. It is therefore crucial for Paul to establish the reason why he's writing this letter. He's doing so because he is sure that God has chosen him for this role. Humanly speaking, I'm sure he would love to have steered well clear of them, but Paul is committed to doing whatever God called him to do, however tough it might be. It's vital for us all to know what God is calling us to do. I remember a minister's meeting years ago. About 15 of us were present, and we all shared how we heard the call of God to become ministers. It was fascinating and probably very different from what we would imagine. A couple of people could point to a verse of scripture which was important for them and which had clarified their call to ministry. Others spoke of the way in which they'd been encouraged by others to explore ministry. One person said that he'd entered ministry because his mother told him to. And a couple of others couldn't now remember how it had all begun. What was significant was that they were all absolutely clear that they'd been called by God to minister. Paul's call to follow Christ on the road to Damascus was clear and decisive, and many people seemed to want to have a similar blinding flash of light. But the reality is that God calls us to serve him in an incredibly wide variety of ways. If you go and talk to youth leaders or Sunday school teachers or street pastors, I will guarantee you that they will all have a very different story to tell of how God called them. God doesn't have just one way of speaking to us. He meets us as individuals and lets us know what he wants us to do. Let's pray together. Thank you, loving Lord, that you've called us to serve you and that you promise to equip and strengthen us as we obey you. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.